Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good.
And also with us, we have Seth Geis. How you doing, Seth?
Doing well, man.
All right. Well, tonight we are talking about the H. Upman Magnum 54. The cigar is 4.7 inches by 54 ring gauge. Comes out of Cuba. Everything is listed as Cuba. Factory is MEG. The box date on these cigars was September of 16. So with that out of the way, Seth, what was your pre-light experience like?
Yeah, the cigar has a faint Colorado colored wrapper, touches a natural to it. Triple caps applied fairly well. It's the ones I used for the sample were seemed a little soft. I don't think that they were underfilled, or poorly rolled. It just seems somewhat soft. But it was, wrapper was applied well. The cigar was giving aromas of, dry earth, aged tobacco, some wood, really some barnyard qualities to it. It had a nice cold draw that was pretty easy, and it was delivering hay flavors with some faint earth aspects with that.
All right, June, so take us through the flavor profile.
Hater.
First third. So when I first lit it up, the first thing I noticed with the was the youth of the cigar. I mean, there's definitely an edge to a cigar, right? Like a punch to it. But and it tell me it's probably no longer than a year or two old. The good thing about it is, even though there's all the youth behind it, I still was able to taste flavors out of it. As much as I hate saying this freaking word, there's that Cuban twang to it. And the way I relate it to that is, there's a very unique like earthiness that Cuban cigars provide, and it's super tasty. And you just have to like try it to know what it is. A real Cuban cigar, like most of you guys haven't had at all. So in addition to the earthiness, subtle dried wood. It's a really nice creamy nuttiness background to it. Retrohaling, I thought retrohaling gives a more of a focused set of flavors. So sharp cedar, sharp earth, baking spices, dried nuts. Finish, typical of most regular production kind of Cuban cigars is fairly clean with the lingering dry wood and wood bitterness. Strength and body at the medium side. Moving on to the second third, I thought it created a fuller flavor profile. So with that, deeper notes of the dry wood, that cream nuttiness, baking spices, retroling, increased black pepper, baking spices, earthiness. Finish continued to be clean with that lingering dry wood with bitterness. Strength and body, still medium. Now moving on to the last third. So spoken to the last third, kind of as expected, it became became more bitter. It became a lot more edgy and kind of like rough around the edges. So it was so much that it started to kind of overshadow the other flavors. But nonetheless, still overall a good tasting profile.
What was the favorite profile for you, like Seth?
Yeah, the first third began. I was picking up some coffee, some soft pepper, some cedar, earth. Tobacco, and it had that old school H. Upman flavor profile. I think you can kind of get this flavor profile also with like Bolivars. I don't want to say it's like this old school Cuban flavor profile, but it's a profile you get with that and Bolivars, which you wouldn't get with like a Cohiba. And this, when it goes into the second third, I think that the pepper notes actually begin to pop a little bit more. There's a little bit more coffee. It's got that wood, tobacco, earth flavor profile going with it as well. I'd say it's been going from a medium to more of a medium full towards the second third. Then when you get into the final third, as June said, the youth really kind of starts showing itself more. It's losing that strength. The pepper's kind of faded, and just the flavors get a little bit more fainted. It's still delivering some of that wood and earth, but it's just subtle. It's just young.
Yeah,
Cuban twang.
the cigar started out with quite a bit of saltiness for me. Had my saliva glands kind of working overtime at the beginning. As that went along, I think I got more used to that salty note because it wasn't as noticeable, but I'm sure it was still there. I was getting some black pepper that was kind of joining in with a little bit of a cedar note. Retrohale was bringing kind of a fuller cedar. And then kind of as the third went along, that those flavor profiles just continued to get fuller, and there was still some saltiness there. And strength at level was kind of at the mild medium mark. Second, third, I was getting a nice creamy cedar, with a slight saltiness to it. A little further in, that creaminess kind of lessened a bit. Cedar was kind of up front, still a little bit of saltiness in the background. And as the third was finishing out, the cream ramped up a little bit more. And still some cedar and saltiness in the background, and strength had bumped up to the medium level. And final third, a lot of cedar and cream. Salt note had gone away for me. And a little bit further in, the cigar started to heat up a little bit, kind of created like a young green wood note with a little bit of mintiness. Halfway through the third, heat calmed down a bit, let the cedar come back a little more up front. And as the cigar came into a close, a little bit of char joined in with that cedar, and strength finished right around the medium mark. So getting into performance for Burn and Draw, June, what was your experience like?
I rated a burn very good. Just one touch-up that I had to do within the second third. Other than that, you know, even burn line, pretty good even burn line. Kind of the what a lot of the Cuban form guys call the dirty gray ash cigars, ashes on the cigar. And the burn was really cool. So in terms of the draw, I rated it perfect. I had the ideal amount of resistance and airflow. So this is great. I mean, this is hopefully the rest of the box smoke like this.
All right, Seth, what was performance like for you?
Yeah, I mean, from beginning to end, it had a really nice draw. It was a little bit looser than I typically prefer. It got a little warm towards the end, but it wasn't major. In terms of construction, though, it had a really nice burn line from beginning to end. I didn't need to touch it up. As June said, I mean, it was a really dark charcoal color ash on the end. But it constructed well. I didn't have any problems whatsoever in that sense.
Yeah, burn was pretty wavy for me the entire way. I had to do two touch-ups on it. Not a big deal in the end, but I mean, usually I don't have to bring the lighter out at all, so it was worth noting. Ash held on for each third for me, kind of just dropped off right at the third mark, so that was pretty nice. In regards to the draw, a little bit tighter than I prefer. Didn't cause any issues with the smoking experience, so I just knocked it down one level to just be very good. So overall, June, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
Overall, thought it was good. I mean, you're looking at 1-year-old Cuban cigar, in which even like 2-3 years ago, a lot of it is, in my opinion, you know, unsmokable. But when Seth was talking about kind of, it reminded him of old school cigars. I mean, granted, I've never smoked cigars back in the early 90s and that kind of stuff, where a lot of the, like, you know, older guys will talk about how great it was. But, you know, I could imagine when they had cigars back then and the newer production, you know, it had that edginess and a punch, and it gives you the idea that it's going to age really well. And I think this is maybe one of those scenarios. You know, I really, it's such a nice breath of fresh air to smoke a Cuban cigar for review. If anything, like, one of the main things that I always notice is how clean my palate is, right? Like, whereas some of the other regions that are not Cuban, you know, mainly Nicaragua, Dominican, et cetera, like, it really leaves your palate heavy and it really lingers on. So, you know, that actually reminds me of what the first thing that when I first started smoking Cubans, Dustin Meredith said, Catfish, who bailed on us twice already. It was, you know, I overall enjoyed it. I think these are definitely box worthy and set aside for the next couple of years and just keep on gauging them in a couple of years.
How was that for you, Seth?
Yeah, it's still a young cigar. You know, I think with a lot of Cubans, there's a short period of time when you get a young Cuban where I think you can smoke some of them and they're actually pretty enjoyable. But it's a short period, and then they quickly go to the point of, yeah, they need to age for a couple of years now again. This cigar is definitely at that point where you just got to let them age. But it does show those qualities of this is going to age well. It just needs some time to chill out again. You know, what are they, that sick period they call it. But it's a good cigar. I think if some people smoked it now, who aren't familiar with Cubans, they would just say it's really disappointing. But for the guys who do smoke Cubans, who understand Cubans, they would say, yeah, this is obviously just, it's still a young cigar. In a couple of years, it's going to do really well. And that's where I am with that. So like, as of right now, is it a great cigar? No, but it's going to age well. And that's kind of what Cubans do.
Yeah, I really dug the saltiness at the beginning of the cigar, and the fact that the cedar and the cream kind of went through most of the profile was nice that it stayed there. At this point, I'm in agreement with you guys. It's not something I would seek out right now. It's just not at that point. So maybe a couple years in, it does something better. But if somebody was smoking this cigar right now, kind of as their first Cuban, I don't think they'd be disappointed. I mean, they'd get a fair representation of a typical Cuban cigar that's just kind of, you know, in the middle of the road. So it's not something horrible someone couldn't pick up right now and try it out. But I think that, you know, time will tell whether this is going to be, a very good cigar or not. And like you said, it's got the telltale signs that it could be that. So I have to kind of see what it is another, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road. So getting to the scores, I gave it a 6.53. June, you gave it a 6.87. And Seth, you gave it a 6.33. June, how do you think that matches?
Dang, I gave it the lowest?
Yep.
Yes!
It matched up well. I said in terms of flavor profile, first, second, last, third, I rated it consistently good. I'm sorry, first, second, third, I rated it good. Last third, I said it was average. Overall, good construction. I dug it. I mean, these are provided by Seth, and I'm definitely going to try to chase down a box of these now.
What about you, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, that lines up. It's a cigar that's going to age well. It's just not doing that great right now, but it's still doing okay. Just need some time.
Yeah, June, you and I scored this identical except for the performance. So that's really the only difference from our scores. So just slightly got knocked down a little bit for construction for me, but otherwise, you know, good for the first two thirds and average for the final third. So yeah, I'm going to take your guys' word and we'll sit on them for a couple of years and see where they are down the road. Any other final thoughts?
Oh, this might be an interesting tidbit for folks that doesn't know Cuban cigars as well. Not saying that I know Cuban cigars really well, but so box date is actually when they actually put the cigars in the box, right? So they could have the cigars in the aging room for like 3-4 years, but the box date is literally when they put the cigars in the box and they stay in the box. So it's not really a telltale of truly when the cigars were rolled.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I mean, based upon our flavor experience of how all of us kind of gauge the youth of this, about a year makes, you know, reasonable sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.